Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold for dictating an endoscopy report on patient Aisha Brown. Date of birth is 11-9-1985. Date of procedure May 23rd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold for you. Referring physician is Dr. Jennifer Simpliciano. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, and cold biopsies. Indication is diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, comma, mid-epigastric pain, comma, bright red blood per rectum, comma, weight loss, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as lung lines, oral experience of patient, the patient's breath, and endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. A well lubricated limb sphere gastroscope was introduced into the septic and advanced under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examinations made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, retroflex is obtained at the cardioperiod, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal is scoped. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymphedema colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penicillar orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period, the terminal limb was intubated and evaluated, comma, last 5 centimeters. Period, careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. A retroflex view is obtained of the rectum period. Boston Bell Prep score was graded as a seven, two, three, two. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 40 centimeters. From the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of mild patchy gastric erythema. Comma biopsies are obtained in the anterior body for histology and to allow H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum to D2 portion overall appeared unremarkable with a focal area of erythema in the duodenal sweep. Comma biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, the papilla appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum, comma last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable, comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation of diarrhea. Right and left colon biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for microscopic colitis and to rule out causes of diarrhea. Next line, there were 4 diminutive sessile sigmoid colon polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 diminutive sessile rectal polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was mild rectal erythema. Biopsies were obtained separately for histology for further evaluation. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, may need pill cam for further evaluation of bleeding if this is persistent on follow-up, as there was no evidence of any bleeding noted on this exam. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.